For now, though, we want to turn our attention to the subject of active aging, because as we've often said on this program, people are living longer in this country, and the majority of people are living longer, healthier lives as well. And the life expectancy for your average Irish man or woman continues to go up and up and up. And we all want to live longer, but we all want to live healthier as well. And to talk to us more about the forthcoming Active Ageing Festival here in Tralee, I'm joined by Eimear Foley, who is a lecturer in the Health and Leisure Programme at the MTU here in Kerry. Eimear, welcome first of all.
Hi Deirdre, thanks for having me back on.
Not at all. And I suppose this all starts with the course you lecture on, the Health and Leisure Programme, and the students on that programme, because they're the kind of the driving force behind the festival. So tell us a bit about that first of all.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm in the Department of Health and Leisure up at the MTU, up at the beautiful Kerry Sports Academy, and we've arranged different courses. We've actually renamed them to Health, Sport and Exercise Science, Health, Exercise, Massage, and we've PE in Business Studies and Coaching and Sports. So we've a kind of a plethora of courses, but they all do kind of key core kind of modules, and some of those modules are about health and wellbeing, fitness instruction, inclusivity, accessibility. So I suppose the message we're sending our graduates out with is to try and make as many people active, or make activity as much possible for everybody, not just for some. And I suppose the idea of this event happened probably coming out of COVID, where I was really looking to come up with a solution to get my students to experience working with maybe older adults, trying out some activities and getting the experience of an event as well. And I just couldn't have predicted how much it has grown since, both in kind of the numbers attending, but also just the success of it, and the kind of follow on of what's happened even post the event. And the students, they love it. They don't realise it until they actually experience working with that generation, that intergenerational learning. The gang we had up at the Sports Academy last year, they gave so much back to my students, and that helps them in their active learning. It's not just about the books and the theory, it's about applying it in real life, and I think that's really what stands them then.
Exactly.
After the event. Yeah.
Is this the third year of the festival?
Third year. So we only started calling it a festival last year. I don't know what made it into a festival. I think we've probably added to the event itself. It's probably started off a little bit more smaller, and now we've added some of the really success side of it is some of the taster activities that you get to try out on the day. They're activities that are running in the community, and that's myself and Garrod and Maeve in the Kerry Sport Recreation and Sports Partnership. We're trying to promote what's available then to go and source in the community, or to try out in the community, because there's no point in showing things that they can't find after. So those taster activities this year are chair yoga, pickleball. Again, pickleball is just massive.
Totally taken off, isn't it?
Totally taken off. I don't want to take credit for that, but it does show the power of making people aware of something and seeing it, and then asking questions, well, what is it? And then the likes of some of the volunteers and voluntary people out there, like Debbie in Castle Gregory, has set up about 4 clubs now at this stage, and she's doing that in her own time, with the help of the Sports Partnership, and I know plenty of other locations around the county are dying to kickstart the pickleball, which is not just for older adults. There's plenty of people across the spectrum trying it out.
And so you mentioned pickleball, chair yoga.
Chair yoga. We've got Go for Life Games are going to demonstrate some of the games. So Go for Life would have been a real essential part of active retirement groups. I think COVID probably active retirement groups maybe kind of lulled for a while. They're back in force, and they're trying to reignite the Go for Life Games, which is they set up kind of it's like community games for older adults, where they're actually competing against other active retirement groups. So again, it'll be just showcasing what do those activities look like, and then you can find out, well, where is my nearest active retirement group that I could maybe join if I'm not already maybe part of one. And the other one that's coming down is Frank Fahey is coming down from the Activator Poles, so fit pole walking, which is, you'd kind of think they look like Nordic walking poles. They're slightly different because they're more focused on posture balance and walking with a really good kind of stride, and there's just a whole program around, you know, using activated poles to help you with mobility.
And are those, well, actually, you've kind of answered the question already. Are those poles for people, we'll say, who love walking but their knees mightn't be great, for example?
Yeah, so like we would have done training there a couple of years ago on it, and I know some of the Kerry Arthritis group came and did the training, and yeah, there was, you know, people there that just maybe, or you know, maybe their posture, but they're kind of slightly bent over, shuffling a little bit, maybe not lifting the foot up off the ground as much as they should be. So it just, it, what it does is kind of, I was explaining it to the students, it helps with confidence, number one, and also muscle memory. So the muscle remembers the kind of movement with the poles, so that, you know, hopefully then if you're doing it enough, when you're walking without the poles, you'll continue that kind of same gait or that same walking. And what's great, I suppose, addition this year is that the Kerry Library Service are going to be a source for the activator poles. So like you do when you go and check out a book with a barcode, you can actually borrow and rent out those activator poles, because they're a little bit more expensive than, you know, the normal poles that you'd get in maybe Lidl or you know, one of the shops. So you can actually rent out and use them, and groups can rent out a kind of a batch them and do maybe a series of walking programs with them.
That's brilliant that the library's got that, because you can just imagine somebody who's really active, who was really active and fit and loved, you know, being out in the great outdoors, and all of a sudden, just because they're, you know, they've got a bit older, they feel they don't have the confidence to do it anymore. That's a great option for them.
Yeah, and I suppose that's, again, it's one of the principles of kind of health promotion, looking at, okay, not everyone can afford everything maybe we talk about, or the environment mightn't be suitable. You know, how can we get over those barriers? So, you know, that's where the sports partnership, I think they heard about it from maybe another county, and it's great to see, you know, sharing of information from what's working in one place to another, and hopefully, you know, if I think 7 out of the 9 libraries, Maeve was saying, are going to have them quite soon, and you can link up with the library service on that.
So anything else we should hear about for older people exercising?
Yeah, so just a little bit more about the day. Again, we're going to start with a guest speaker. So Dr. Barry Moynihan went down an absolute treat last year, that, you know, he really engaged the audience, so he's coming back to focus.
Explain
a little bit more.
Explain to us who he is again.
So Barry is the gerontologist down in University Hospital Kerry, and is very much a promoter of active ageing and you know, exercise as medicine, and you know, what is always prescribing, you know, if you use that word prescription, he's prescribing anyone that comes to see him to move more. So he's going to come and talk again. My students are going to do a few of those, what I'm going to call them, fitness tests, but don't get upset by the word test. It's some of those simple tests. You've probably seen some of them on Operation Transformation, like your sit to stand, how many can you do in 30 seconds, the balance one. We won't be doing any push-up tests, don't worry. We'll do a few other kind of simple ones, and that's really where my students kind of come to life in engaging. There is going to be lunch, and because it's St. Patrick's weekend, we've decided to make it a little bit of a themed festival. So we're hoping to finish the day with a little bit of trad music and perhaps the Siege of Venice for those who want to give it a try.
Fantastic.
So we have a trad group in the college, you know, student club, and I'm hoping that they're hoping to perform some music at that.
So this is all taking place over one day?
Yeah, so it takes place on Friday the 15th of March, so it's the Friday coming into St. Patrick's weekend. It starts at 11 a.m. and it runs until 2:30 p.m. So it's, and we've lengthened it slightly just because last year we always felt a little bit rushed. We're trying to get through so much, but you do get the lunch, you know, midway, so there is a bit of a pause and time to kind of relax within that. It happens in the Kerry Sports Academy, which is up on the north campus of MTU up in Drumtacker.
Yeah, so you can't, I presume you can't just turn up, you have to book, do you?
No, you have to pre-register, and going by last year, it sells out quite quickly, so you need to get onto it as soon as you can. So onto, we you know, we do like people to use Eventbrite if they can, which is, you know, you go online, and if you just go on to eventbrite.ie and just search up active aging Tralee, it should come up, it should pop up, because it's happening in the next few weeks. Now, if you are struggling, or maybe you can get someone to do that for you if you're not as savvy online, but if you are struggling, we do have a phone number that you can ring also, and that is 087 372 087-372-8305.
Give us that again.
So 087-372-8305.
Okay.
And what I'll do is I will pop the information poster up onto Radio Kerry, might share it on the Facebook page as well, just to remind people of that. So, you know, if you can at all, try and use the Eventbrite, because that goes through all the, and it's a free event, but it's just to pre-book your place and make sure we know who's coming, because we have to kind of watch the numbers on this.
Yeah, and I actually spoke to a couple of women last year who said that they heard about it and then they forgot to book it.
Yes.
And by the time they were dying to go, and by the time it came around, it was booked out.
Yeah.
So you really need to get cracking.
You do. And I suppose, again, like, I would love to see new people coming. You know, while it's been brilliant seeing the same faces coming for the first couple of years, you know, we'd like more people so that the word spreads and, you know, the people are getting more exposure. So, you know, if you haven't come to it before, please do reach out and try and come. Males and females, again, it's the males we're looking for. You know, they're maybe a little bit slower to coming to the events, but you know, we've put on a couple of those activities in particular that I think they'll get some enjoyment out of.
And, you know, we've already touched on it, Emer, but exercise and movement is so important, and it's going to help you to live longer if you just get off the sofa. It's so easy to stay at home, especially this time of year when the weather isn't great. It's so easy to stay at home and watch TV all day, but that's kind of the worst thing you can do.
It is. And, you know, I think, as you mentioned at the start, you know, we're living longer, we're trying to keep the health better, but it's also independence, mobility. It's the social side of exercise as well. It's getting out in the fresh air, maybe meeting, even though you mightn't be meeting people to exercise with, you're probably going to be passing people. You know, walking, sometimes we've forgotten about walking, and we're thinking, you know, walking is absolutely brilliant, but it does need to be at a pace that's a little bit more of the moderate intensity. So you do need it to be a little bit more brisk than just a kind of a light kind of going for a little light walk. But, you know, walking will only bring you so many of the benefits. You do also need, for active aging, a bit more on the balance type exercises, which are absolutely ones you can do at home. You know, you're standing on one leg, just even going alternate from leg to foot to foot, and then that a little bit on the strengthening type exercises as well. There are so many classes running out there now in the communities. You know, check out your local maybe leisure centre, community centre. There's active retirement groups. You've got your Better Balance, Better Bone classes from Ballyvera. You know, even something like Park Run. Even if you like, Park Run is also Park Walk. Don't forget that.
Yeah, we had them on the show just a couple of weeks
and
ago.
And it might be just that you put it into your diary. It's the same time every Saturday morning, 9:30, and it gets you out. It brings you to meet people as well, and, you know, you don't have to be running it. It's getting out and just being out and in the fresh air as well is important.
We need to go, unfortunately, Emer, but Teresa wants to ask, is there any particular age group?
This comes up every year. The definition of an older adult is very broad, so I'm not even going to say there's so many different definitions. You know, we're not going to turn anyone away, but obviously it is probably aimed a little bit more towards people towards retirement age and into that kind of 60s, 70s, 80s. We've had people in their 90s coming to this event as well. We've also had a few people in their 50s come. So, we're not going to turn anyone away. But, like, if you are out flying it, and, you know, you don't maybe need this type of an intervention or this type of an awareness session, let the places to people that need it.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
Perfect, Emer. Listen, we've got to go, but thank you. I think this is just a fantastic festival, and you've been doing it for 3 years, and it's just gone from strength to strength, and keep it up, and well done to you and indeed all your students.
Thank you
for all
the
work you've done on it. That's the Active Ageing Festival in Tralee, the Kerry Sports Academy MTU North Campus, happening on Friday the 15th of March between 11 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. and pre-registration is essential.